Is it a city?
Is it a city?
It is now. From Luxury Hills, California.
California.
Broadcasting all around the globe. You're listening to the Lux Hills Gang. Gang, gang. Defending the Kenyon Hills Constitution is no joke. Wait, is that a real thing? You bet your ass it is. And now your hosts, Jonathan and Steven.
Keep up.
It's hard to.
He likes my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
He got black guys in the back of a Cadillac.
Four white girls.
Here we go. Oh, shit. Get them both together, dude. Perfect weather.
Ooh.
I don't know. That sounds like a cloudy, stormy day.
I mean, Thunder, you'll be my lightning.
Lightning strikes. Oh, boy. We're starting out with Swinger, an appropriate song that Jonathan sent me earlier today. I didn't receive any undercover special messages behind the meaning of you sending me that song, other than I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know what. I think I typed in like Swinger playlist to see what like people get down to, you know?
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
And that song came up, and I played it,
Top of the list. Yeah, that's a funny-ass song. The best thing is this. You're talking about swinging. We brought it up on the show the last time out. I was going through and reminiscing about all the show history, and I'm like, we talked about that a lot in the beginning, and pineapples, and white rocks, and flamingos, and all the other stuff that you sort of brought to light with JD's fact. You had a fact of the day, right?
Yeah.
And there were a lot of facts that were shared here.
A lot.
That made me reminisce to the point where I was like, I'm going to scroll through my photo bank, right? I got a lot in my camera roll. Another topic we should discuss. And I found the pictures that we took on the very first night of this show. The very first recording ever.
The first thing I said was, aw.
Me too.
It's a great picture.
I'm glad we took those pictures because that just shows where we started, where it came from. And then I shared the story because I think a lot of people thought we were recording back in the garage again.
Right.
That's not the reality. First of all, my hair is three times as long as it was in that photo.
Very noticeable, too.
Yeah. And it's a different look because it's no fro anymore.
Dude, when I posted that picture of like us and Bianco, I was like, damn, that's a Steven I remember.
A long time ago.
Our breakfast dates, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know. And it's weird because right now I can't even visualize myself with my short hair like I wore it for my entire life.
This is you now,
I think it just might be from here on out. I might get it trimmed.
I do like the hair, though.
I don't mind it at all.
Slicked back like that?
Looking at that photo made me reminisce about the mini fro.
Yeah, it's fun.
Because it was small for a little while, then it got bigger, then it got massive.
What happens if you puff it out now?
You know, to be honest, I haven't really tried. I would have to let it really dry out. So if I jumped in a pool and I got a lot of chlorine going and my hair got dry and then I dried it and sort of matted it and made it almost dreadlocky, I bet you I could pick it out, but it would fall. It would be heavy. I'm going to try it. I'll give it a shot. Next LHG pool party, I'll do it out there. Huh. When you dip, I dip, we dip. All up in your LHG chip. But yeah, it was making me reminisce about the golden days of when we were reading a long waiver, because someone asked me today, they literally said, "Hey, why did you even start a podcast and how long ago was it?" And I said, "Because my buddy bought the equipment and we wanted to talk shit about somebody."
Kind of, yeah.
Sort of how it started in a different medium.
This essentially like killed all the drama within Cane Hills, if you think about it.
When you go back and you remember, and I know you remember, the lives, my Facebook lives.
The best.
And, you know, when I was talking my shit.
When Steven went live on Real Cane Hills Talk, you had to tune in. It was like prime time, like breaking news comes up on TV.
I did it twice.
And they were both great.
Both times was to talk shit about things that, lies that were being spread, straight lies, at association board meetings. And so I just wanted to set the record straight because some people that we don't even talk about anymore were trying to make people that I know, respectable individuals, look like assholes.
Yep.
And I was just like, I'm not going to take this. I'm going to go live because it's way better than just typing out a stupid response. Like if you're...
What? Because you can... There's no tone in text or anything, right?
Right.
So you show like true, I wouldn't say emotion, but just like passion behind what you're saying.
And off the cuff, dude, because that's how this show really took off, is the off the cuff.
Right.
We can make shit up. We can riff and talk and just do this for a while. And I can do the same thing because one thought leads to another thought leads to another. So when you're doing like a Facebook Live and you're looking at yourself in the video and you're catching reacts and maybe little comments, it fuels that fire. So yeah. I was really going in, and one of them I deleted at midnight, which I warned everyone. I'm like, this
that was the good one.
That was the best one. And unfortunately, I didn't record it on my phone.
Oh, no.
So it was one of those you had to be there.
Yep.
The second one I left up, I think it might be even still there. I don't even care.
Go look at it.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to go look.
You know what? I'll bump it. When I get home, if it's still there, I'll bump it. But yeah, that was sort of what energized me to go, dude, I think our voice needs to be heard about some of the shit going on around here. And it started just here.
Yeah.
You know,
it
like
really did.
You and I live here in Canyon Hills, Lake Elsinore, California. That's where we're at. That's where this podcast is based out of. Always has been. We started that. And then it started to grow and pick up some steam because other people were listening from surrounding areas and friends of ours that have moved and shared the show or the stickers, or they're driving around seeing a fucking helicopter BMW Lux Hills Gang license plate. You know, I was just scooting here and someone rolled their window down. Gang, gang.
Yeah, I got it when I scooted to the pool. Was it last Friday? I got a bunch of honks and waves and stuff. It's cool. In the beginning, what because you and I talked, and I'm like more of the numbers guy. Like I want to see what we're doing. I want to see growth, right? You really didn't care about that stuff. You're like, I don't care if 10 people listen to it.
Still don't. Even if we're just talking shit to each other.
When was it when you like came to like a realization that, oh shit, this is bigger than we thought?
When I started getting recognized when I would go to Stater Bros.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You know, it would be like, oh, you're that guy from the internet.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I've seen you on Facebook. Oh my God, you have that podcast. I'd hear that quite a bit. And then I started thinking, this is more than just people in the community. Cause then it started happening at Costco.
Right.
And then it started, but again, I have a fro, I have a look. People see me and they say hello because
you're not a short little man either.
I'm an approachable guy. I'm a big dude. I'm approachable though. Everybody knows that, you know, I'm a fucking hugger, dude. I was talking about it today. Some people might not be into the hug and I feel it. If I go in, I give a good solid, right? Give a bear hug because I'm a big dude. And sometimes I get the halfy. But what I get a lot around here, I go for the handshake with my dudes, right? I go for the handshake and then I'm bringing it right in with my left arm for the hug. Okay. So I'm half hug, half handshake, right?
Yeah.
I'm pulling your hand right down to my balls.
It's funny. So if I noticed this the last time we all hung out, you will like fist bump or hug everyone except me. But it's funny because you and I already know.
I don't have to.
I don't have to.
I don't have to hug you.
I realize it because I don't know if it was last time when you said goodbye to everyone. You said goodbye, but we were just like, all right, see you later. Like,
yeah.
Someone's like, oh, he didn't like bump you or something. And I was like, oh, no, we know.
I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Right.
Every day I can say that.
Yeah.
It's just been that way.
It made me realize. I was like, oh, shit. But like even now, like I tell people like, oh, what do you do? And I'm, you know, I can tell people like, oh, yeah, I'm a podcaster. I have a podcast.
I say it with a smile on my face.
Before it was like, oh, me and my buddy do a podcast. And like, you know, we just talk about
the community. I still do that. I tend to say like it's real local.
Do we have people like hitting us up that like even today, and I haven't talked to you about it, but someone hit me up that's, you know, not a small person within the realm of Lake Elsinore. And he says, like, hey, do you want this person on? We should get you this person.
Cool.
Let me see what I can do.
That'd be cool.
And I thought that was like stuff like that's pretty cool. You know what I mean?
I'm down for whatever. And I will say this. The growth still doesn't matter to me. It's not a thing I think about. We don't do this for any benefit of like financial gain.
No,
we do it to talk shit, have a different platform, get out there, say things when we need to say them, express our opinions. You don't have to listen. I'm surprised that people do. And we have actual fans, which is cool.
Yeah.
And I love them all. I mean, you know me. I'm out there on the streets being real Steve. This is Steve 24/7 Steve, right? That was another thing I talked to a friend of mine about today was just being blunt.
Yeah. I've learned actually over the past year to just
cut through the bullshit.
Yep.
If there's a problem or anyone has an issue or any of that, I'm a 44-year-old adult. I say it all the time. I'm willing to approach and discuss.
I think it was like on my birthday or something. I like, fuck it. I'm going to do this, right? I'm going to say something in a text.
Yeah.
And you were part of it. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. It made me feel good. I'm not going to beat around the bush, man. I'm just like,
you know what?
Whatever. And it sucks because like in the beginning, everyone wanted to hang out with us. We wanted to hang out with everyone. But then like we saw clicks start developing outside of our normal
within the groups,
which is exactly what we wanted. We wanted people to meet people and develop their own cliques and friends within their, you know, their street,
right?
And
there, whatever, right where you are. Yeah.
And then it became like, oh, Steve and JD have their own little scooter gang and clique. And I remember now I'm just like, dude, like that's not even what it's about.
No, we're open to everybody.
And plus you and me are not something new. I say it weird, but you know what I mean?
We've been out talking shit for a long time. Yeah, and we've always been just, I would say, the outgoing type that like to go out and hang out with people. So starting the podcast.
But our circles, I mean, maybe you will not agree with it, but I think our circle is kind of small, like with who we consider like friends, family, like within. And I think everyone has that too.
I would say this. I'll go to bat for anyone in the LHG. I'm down with everybody.
Yeah, me too.
I can't fight everyone's battles and I'm never going to try to,
yeah.
But I will be open and honest with you. If you have an opinion or discussion or conversation or something you want to say to me, let's do it. And I'm not saying that in a negative big talk way. I'm just saying that as an adult.
No one can say anything bad about us. We haven't done anything bad.
Yeah. And that was the other thing is airing out truths.
We've kind of changed though. Like
that whole format,
so positive about stuff and wanting to like have fun and bring people along when and if they can.
It's been the goal. And it's just like this. We talked about it a lot in the beginning, Facebook, right? We talked about Facebook because that was what was popping. You know, that was the place where you would go to find information, meet up with people. And you and I were the ones that actually took it offline and went out and hung out with each other.
Yeah.
And because we did that with other people that we also interacted with online a lot.
Remember Carlos was like, hey, I don't have a car, but can I ride along? And I remember he rode along with
you. Rode with me. It was the first time I ever hung out with Carlos outside of a dude's event.
Carlos is my
dude. And now Carlos is fam, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he lived as close to my brother as they live and were never really bros before the Lux Hills gang.
Yeah.
And coming out and doing community events. And now it's like.
He hit me up yesterday family, and said, hey, come outside. I got something for you. And that Kobe thing right there, that picture, he dropped that off. I didn't expect that at all for my birthday. That's freaking badass, man.
Yeah, I probably got it for free from a sales guy. But yeah, it's awesome. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, I don't care if he did.
It doesn't matter where it came from. Yeah. That's not the point. Yeah. But
and then that Frank guy, the new guy, Frank, that just love came that out.
Frank is all over the page. Frank's the man, dude.
He's hilarious, man.
Frank's a funny ass dude. If you see him out there, interact with that guy, man. He's just a new neighbor that's been here for a year and a half and out there to meet people.
Yeah,
you know?
I saw someone at Target today that moved and She's like, oh, I miss the pools. I miss like the things that you guys are doing. And I was like, damn, we'll move back.
That's yeah. part of the deal here, yeah. dude. And that's what kicks off that FOMO. And it does happen because I think here right now, and again, going back to just the reminiscing, starting in this podcast was just to have fun with friends and talk shit and have a different platform and all of that. But ultimately, the goal has been met. A year ago today, you and I were in a weight loss competition. You and I threw a pizza party, and we didn't even think. I remember we were talking to each other. We were hoping that maybe 20 people would show yeah. up. And it ended up being like a damn radio. I've seen
like 200 people.
I've seen less people at radio events for real radio stations. Yeah. And then I was like, damn, this community has our back.
And I thought we sucked at that whole thing. I would never do a live show like that ever.
It was horrible because we didn't prepare properly. We thought we could wing it.
Well, it was new to us still.
It was absolutely new. We were so fresh in it, dude. We were still using the other little recorder. I doubt it would have done that with this one. Now yeah, that we've had
right.
we've had the help from the guys over at Canyon Hills Plumbing who kicked off this show, and that's no bullshit.
Yeah.
Jason came through. Jason Carroll, the owner of Canyon Hills Plumbing, came through and helped JD and I get out on the streets and get the word out and continue this podcast and supported us literally financially by buying this equipment. And that's how we talk to you guys. Day, you know, week in and week out.
Right.
It's because of the help and support from guys like Jason. And then we grew from there, added more sponsors. You know, Memo came on, and obviously a great pairing because him and Jason do a lot of co-marketing. Right. So it's just awesome to have that group and that team backing us. Then I realized, wow, this is something that we can continue. And like you said, the growth has not like ever been a concern of mine, but I've just seen it. And because I know it's there, I'm aware of it and I respect it.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
I'm the same way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The number of downloads is higher than people would imagine. The number of subscribers is higher than I can imagine.
Right, me too.
And it grows every day. Like a random Wednesday today, we had a ton of downloads.
Like massive. Yeah.
You can't control when it happens. It just happens. And we can see it all. Not like we're tracking it, checking like a popularity contest, but it's just to see this little thing that we grew right out here.
Yeah. And we started with Cane Hills and this local, but I mean, it's not against me to see it grow.
Right.
Outside of. And it's just a slow growth, right? Like, we're now into, like, Lake Elsinore.
We've expanded to the city we live in.
Eastvale.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
I mean, Lux Hills Gang can essentially be created within your own community wherever you're at.
Definitely.
Join the gang, dude. That's what we want.
I read yesterday on a Facebook post from Kat over at All About Auto Detailing, our homegirl. She posted that it puts a smile on her face when someone comes up and says, I'm here for the gang gang discount. I'm here for the gang gang special. Because it automatically breaks down that barrier.
Yeah. Well, all it's about auto detailing is like the best.
Straight up. It is a cool feeling when you say gang gang because it automatically, you know, oh, these guys listen to the show too.
Right.
Or they're from my community. Or they know something about something
there's
I deal with.
There's a lot of that though.
I love it. Like, it was actually for Never Better Frozen Yogurt. It was on one of their posts. Someone was showing one of their slushies or something. By the way, Tony, bro, I didn't know they had a freaking mango chamora, fuck, whatever that thing that Brooklyn got.
Did you see that? I didn't know that either.
They had some crazy ass float over there. It had all kind of, he's got those spicy peaches for the toppings. He has regular peach rings and then the spicy ones.
Oh,
they're
shit.
Covered in like tahini and some
dude,
hot
I'm
sauce.
I'm still root beer float every time.
Root beer float is banging over there,
oh,
dude.
Yeah.
And I hope, you know what? He said specifically because he heard from the show, he's going to add more different root beer brands.
So that's what he said.
Because there could be A&W, there could be Barks, there could be Mug. You know what I mean? I could be a dad's guy.
Hmm.
Go classic.
I think I'm a Mug or a Barks guy.
Tony, I think you're going to need to have give people some choices,
oh,
bro.
Oh, we have to take the picture.
We're going to take a photo and we're going to bring it down there. Now, that
autograph
goes
too.
To exactly what we were talking about. We've now grown to the city of Lake Elsinore. So we have fans within this local area, fans like Candace. Candace started this pet salon. She's out there doing big business in Lake Elsinore.
She's open, a part of the gang.
Part of the gang, dude, drove over in her Corvette and offloaded all this bomb ass salsa and crack chips. I mean, that's a random interaction that you and I have been able to put together because of this show.
Right.
Those are the things that I like.
Yep.
Those are the things that I live for. Those are the cool things that I can say. You and your wife went out for an anniversary dinner and had some toilet paper gaskets, ass gaskets
that
placed
was
over your neck at Emilio's.
Right.
You know, so, and that's just the thing. That's what I'm talking about. People listen. that, you know, you have the first guy ever to walk into the Olive Garden branch right over here at Menifee plaque sitting on your damn kitchen table.
Yeah.
And because of that, again, the show, they listen. So it's just crazy when you think about it and where it started. And I was reminiscing with it a little bit, and I was going back to that long fucking waiver that we read in the beginning.
It's the best.
And the funny comment that we got after we put that out was, after a little while, the mayor here, Tim Sheridan, he listened to the show. He hadn't listened to it before, and he heard the first show, and he said, "When I heard you reading the waiver, I knew your show was going to be excellent."
He's a fan too.
He is a fan, dude.
Manos, dude, Steve.
Steve Manos is funny, and he speaks well. He has a lot of good information and things to say.
He's always down to come on the show too.
Yeah, dude.
That's who I talked to today, by the way.
Memory lane and this recap is just, yeah.
Having Laura on was awesome. She was our first guest. We owe her a plaque. She was in the
garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, she needs a plaque. LHG
Sheena was in the garage, I think, too, at first, right? Or no?
Sheena was in the house.
Okay.
We had the Tres Leches chocolate cake.
Yes. Lori was outside, I think.
And that was another thing. We were out at the pool party, and someone said Sheena made a Tres Leches cake.
Scott Meredith.
Yeah, for his wife's birthday, yeah. I think. And again, from the show. How about, I know last Thanksgiving, everyone was smashing on Honey's mac and cheese.
This year, I'm getting that.
Mac and cheese, dude. Was insane.
This is so crazy to see.
All of these things that have happened, Jonathan. And that is when I was walking down memory lane, I decided I need to listen back to some of these older shows. The things I don't like, okay, or didn't like after now we've grown to this point of just chatting it up, right, is when we were doing real hardcore scripting, but we were so new at it. And we wanted to make sure we had things to talk about.
I think it was unavoidable, though, at that time. I think it's just something we needed to do to kind of form our own flow.
We needed a format. But we were sort of
and we're still bad. Like you say, take notes of things that you listen to.
I didn't do it at all.
I haven't done it.
Me either.
But here I'm thinking you've done it and I'm like the asshole.
No, that's the thing. I might have a thought or two, right, and I go, oh, that'd be funny show topic. So I'll put it in my phone.
Yeah.
But if I don't remember, I will literally sit in this chair 2 minutes before we're about to start talking and think back and go, what the fuck was that funny thing I was thinking about? And I can't remember it.
Right.
It doesn't come back.
Same thing with me.
So that's my point of, you got to write it down when you're thinking of it.
So just hard,
this
though.
Conversation should remind you, oh shit, that's funny for the show. Just jot down a note.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I did it today. I had, you know, we're doing corrections, reflections, and erections. I had a correction. Right now we're doing a reflection. And I don't know if you noticed, I have an erection.
I don't know.
I don't.
I looked.
You looked. I saw your eyes. No, but that is what I'm talking about. Having the content, putting that together, having the format. That wasn't my favorite part in the beginning, but we did it repeatedly and it went really well. And then I think it got old or stale. It's funny.
I think I bought that podcast script for like $8 on Etsy.
When you went out and spent, I'm not even going to say the amount because people would not even believe me, what you spent to get the beginning of the show open and put that script in that man's hand and made that happen, I just was like, this is real.
Right.
We've made it.
We talked about changing the beginning too, but so many people have said don't change it.
It'd be dumb to change. And now I don't even think you could change the ending because I know it. It's what I expect. No,
and I'm trying to like end the song.
The transition.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys may not notice, but we really do try. Like, you'll notice when I'm telling Jonathan, let's get out of here, I do it right before the chorus or right before the words that I know are going to come out. So I know that you can have a smooth transition when we're editing. So that is the level of thought that we put into it now. But the level of effort that we put into it to get there is minimal.
Yeah. I wouldn't even say minimal. It's like below minimal.
That's why we come in here.
But we're optimum.
Yes. We're Optimus Prime. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And together as one, we are.
What did I tell you earlier? We'll put our forces together.
Combine forces, you said, in a text message. And I was laughing to myself, but I left it alone because I thought, I know what he did and he knows I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what the Lux Hills Gang is. It is, if you know, you know. That's what I would say about this show. If you know, you know.
Yeah. hands down, for sure.
You know, the community, the friends, the relationships, the businesses, the support, the everything. If you know, you know. That's Lux Hills Gang summed up. So, yeah, reminiscing and seeing that picture just brought me back. I think I am going to go listen to some of the old shows and see how cringeworthy they are.
Yeah.
Why not? Fuck it. And you know, one thing that I was listening to and thinking of today, and I don't know why, it just popped into my head. Maybe it was this monsoonal weather we're having.
Okay.
It's like so humid.
It's gross.
Gross and sticky. And I started thinking, hot mom summer, dude.
Oh, my favorite.
That was something that actually was thrown back in our face as if it were
a bad thing.
Sexist.
Right.
And we're sexualizing women.
At the pools.
At the pools. We're not. They do fine on their own. I'll say that right now. If you're at the pool and you've been there, fellas, ladies, everyone, we all are grown adults. We have eyes. I ain't looking for no partners, though. I'm good where I'm at. I hope you all are, too. When I'm at the pool, of course I notice something that is what's supposed to be attractive, right?
Yeah, okay.
According to magazines and television in America. However, you don't even know what I find attractive. So go out there and bring your best business and don't worry about what other people are thinking. There's always going to be someone thinner and more strong.
Why'd you say my name?
Because we're both in the same boat.
Okay.
But I don't give a fuck. You still do.
Oh, yeah.
I want these hot moms that are wrapped up wearing the sarong. You got your one piece on. You got your little swim skirt on your...
I should just put a one piece on and go out there.
Handle your business, dude. Go out there and have fun.
How fucking funny would that be? Okay.
You're talking photo shoot memories. Memories and memories.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to see. Maybe head on down to the boat supply house and see if they can get you a sail to sew that bitch up. That's so mean. How dare I attack you like that? We don't use the F word at the Lux Hills Gang. Okay? We're pushing P. Plump. That's what we got over here. So bring that plump rump on down to the pool. Have fun out there. Don't worry about what other people are thinking. Hot Mom Summer is a real thing. If anything, it's a movement to respect yourself. You know what
I think it is? I think it's like some of the other moms that ruin it for the hot moms. Because let me tell you why I say this.
Okay.
Hot mom, she knows what's up, right?
Sure.
Doesn't care. Like
doesn't
we're trying
matter.
To promote.
Sure.
But there's the moms that don't like that.
Correct.
So they're haters.
I agree.
And they're fucking ruining it for everyone else.
Let me just tell you this. What I've seen as of
shave
late.
Shave your bush and put on that swimsuit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be a swimsuit. Go down to the pool. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You're doing fine. If you're getting banged at home, what do you care what's going on at the pool? You ain't looking for no more business. That's my point. But the bottom line is this.
Yeah, you're there to heat dinner up, dude.
Do you boo. Get in that hot tub and make them holes hot. You know what I mean? Get up on it. Jonathan knows what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah, I do.
Heat up the holes in the hot tub.
Right.
And then go home and do work. But beyond that, that's not even what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is self-empowerment, self-love.
Yeah, it's hard for me.
I know. And that brings me to the next thing. It's time for hot dad summer. We don't talk about that enough.
No.
If you're going to be out there, you're doing your thing, you're fucking wearing your, you know, blast right titty shirt out
but
in the pool.
It's funny, I don't even care about anyone else. I just care about myself.
It's your own inner self telling you not to go out and have fun. And it's not that you're not having fun. I take that back. I just don't think you're letting as loose as you can.
No.
That's what it is. You're a little guarded.
Yeah.
When it comes to going out and being hot dad summer.
Yeah, and it's funny. I just spent a bunch of money to buy that like tonal mirror thing. So we'll see what happens.
I wonder how many hangers it'll fit.
None.
Good. Get after it, dude.
I'm going to do it.
You should do it. Because it's a video. It's a screen. It's supposed to be better. Robin's making major strides on that thing.
That should make me feel her muscles and stuff.
It tracks your progress. And that's how you become hot mom summer. Even when you're, you know, hot mom with no children.
Ava
summer.
Thinks I'm buying this mirror and it's a magic mirror and all I have to do is look at it and it turns me skinny. It's the sweetest thing.
Your daughter is awesome with the photo that she made of you and your stick figure with the belly. Love it.
Yeah.
So hot mom summer, hot dad summer, that is a big thing that we promoted in the past. And that is sort of what led us to the next conversation and the thing we discussed in the last show and what we started with a song called Swinger.
Mm-hmm.
It was a topic that was discussed on the show a lot in the beginning. It is sort of the reason that we did have, I don't know if it was a rumor or just conversation behind the show about hey, those guys are groups of swingers, dude. That's what they do. They get together. And
I heard that a lot.
Not true or even remotely real. It's just funny that we're just sharing facts that no one knew that were right in front of them.
We caught them.
We caught them off guard. And they didn't realize how many pineapples they owned.
Right.
How many flamingo shirts they wear. Is it weird
that now, so I went into that store, The Home. I think it's in Temecula. It's like a glorified Amazon.
Okay.
Home Basic store.
Yeah.
And, dude, there's so many pineapples and flamingos in there, dude. I took a picture of that flamingo on the scooter.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Listen to the show.
Of course. I mean, that's...
Given.
Speaking of listening to the show, we'll get to that. The crock talk. When people, you know, jacking our shit.
Right.
Okay, but going to those stores and seeing those products everywhere, you never would have noticed them before, really, for the reason that you're now laughing at them.
Right.
Or wearing them purposefully, and you wait to run into other people that know or have heard it. Because not a lot of people know either. We've helped the Lux Hills Gang understand that pineapples and flamingos and all of these signs that you see out on the streets.
We're teachers.
We are educators.
Yeah.
Educators of what's going on in pop culture. And things that you might not even see or be aware of. Now, do you think Target and Walmart and all these companies that are branding the shit out of these flamingos are even aware that there's this whole underground?
You want to think?
I want to think they do, but they don't know.
You don't think so? No. I think it's the opposite.
I walked up to a door today, and the doormat was a pineapple, and it was upside down facing me, but right side up facing them. So that's a question. Is that a sign?
That's a sign for sure.
Okay. It was right there. I wish I would have had my phone. I left my phone in the car.
Do we know whose house?
This was someone out in Murrieta, Never Land. You would never see. Yeah, it's...
I wonder how many people, like, delve into the...
Like, actual lifestyle? Swinger. Probably more than you're aware of, but less than you want to feel like... You know what I mean?
Is that what it is?
It's somewhere in that happy medium.
Yeah.
Or maybe people have...
And I'm not jealous by any means.
Not at all. Maybe
I'm just curious.
Maybe people have delved into it, right? And then what if it doesn't go well?
Yeah, like a funky
Or
spell.
What if it's like... you're thinking the worst. That's what I love about you. I wasn't thinking about smells. What I was thinking about was... So many things can go wrong, right?
It's blown out. Wow. Anyone bring the Arby's sauce? Wow, that's a lot of labia. Is that what it's called? Yeah, right?
Majora.
Majora?
There is Majora and Menorah.
Oh.
You Google that. We're educators, bro. I'm serious.
There's a Majora of it, for sure.
There can be. And you know what? I don't care. I'm older now, dude. I don't need a pretty little pocket. Whatever.
Coin purse.
Yeah. You know, like squeeze my hand like I was opening a purse too, like one of those ones that your granddad has with all his coins actually in it.
smells like nickels.
Like leather.
Smells like nickels, just like your grandma.
Grandpa keeps his buckskin rubber in there. We used to say that. Oh. You're so old. Your dad's so old he wears a buckskin rubber.
Okay, that's funny.
That's from when I was in middle school.
That's a good joke, then.
Your mom's so fat, when she dances, the band skips. She wears a VCR for a pager.
That's really...
were a lot of them, dude. We were cut-down contest guys. That's what I used to get into that. Anyways, Jonathan.
I love swinger talk, though. It's my favorite.
It is funny. It is not anything that is... Again, it could be happening, but we're just...
Okay, so
enlightening people.
I'm entertained by it.
I think it's hilarious. And if you go into the TikTok rabbit hole...
Oh, dude. Tell me about it.
It will ruin your feed.
I literally follow people.
Because of that, you found...
Yeah, because they throw out other stuff that I may not know about.
Here's the thing that is a big watched thing at my home. Not when I'm there, but, you know, I have I live with a partner that is into the... Thruples. It's most times it's two girls that's... It's what do they call those? Polygamists.
Oh, two girls and a guy.
Usually it is that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rarely do you see two guys, one gal.
No.
Yeah, that's not a thing. Very often. I'm not saying it's not a thing.
In France, Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, yes, only in France, where the Eiffel Tower is legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a seesaw, so to speak.
Would you be into a throuple?
Let me run your credit. You know what I mean? Let me see what kind of job you got. Can you help pay the bills around here?
Yeah, background check for
sure. I would think about it. Throw out a handy every now and again to get some of your bills paid down. You know?
Yeah.
Split it three ways.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're looking at it different, but okay.
Oh, yeah. No, if I was to bring in another, you're talking about a coin purse.
Yeah.
Or another package. There's a crazy ass show. It's Seeking Sister Wife. Okay, that's the program that I'm now getting updates on that I don't ask for.
I like the ones where the guy's like in love with the car.
Listen to this setup this guy's got.
I'll have to show you something.
I know what you're talking about. Guys that are like, yeah, they're plugging the muffler. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah,
I know. This guy, he got these two girls. Uh-huh. They work. He doesn't.
Perfect.
He educates them by reading books and sharing philosophies.
But they work.
And so he stays home. And he's married to both of them. This is on this program.
So they cook, they clean, they work.
All of it.
Wow.
Crazy. And they have like older kids and they all live together.
That's so.
Listen, Jonathan, I don't even sleep in the bed with my own wife. Why would I want two of them?
Yeah.
I don't have enough room. Now I need a third room. It'd be like having a roommate.
Yeah. I'm usually tired now. So.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Throuble. Not my cup of tea personally.
Definitely.
But again, let me run your score and let's see if you're worthy and jump on in. You know what I mean? As long as your car don't leak oil in my driveway. Don't be that asshole.
Oh, the worst.
You know, I'm going to take a quick pause right now. If you know your car is an old piece of shit that leaks, don't fucking park it on your friend's driveways.
Or just get it fixed.
Don't even park it in front of their house. Just come on. You know.
That's my pet peeve.
When a service vehicle does it. You know what I mean? Like if you order like, oh, I want carpet cleaning. And now you get this giant fucking... Speaking of, I just saw a video. I don't know if this was in Menifee or nearby here. Paris is where it was. The carpet cleaning truck caught on fire in the fucking driveway. Flames.
Oh, I did see that.
It was on TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was like, it was funny. Well, nothing could go wrong. Nothing could go wrong. Nothing could go wrong. Oh, shit. And then it's flaming, dude. I mean, imagine that. You ordered your carpets to be clean and the motor catches on fire in the van outside. But yeah, that's a huge pet peeve of mine also.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, fix that.
I don't like people turning in my driveway.
I
don't like people that don't live at my house parking in front of my house.
You don't own the street. Maybe I do.
It's my street.
If you don't, yeah. We know a lot of people down at City Hall, so I could have that piece of shit towed right now.
Yeah, 72 hours in my ass.
Yeah, no kidding. So the swinger stuff is also reminiscent of the beginning of the show. And then we got past it and we started doing more stuff. Remember, we used to do a lot of the buzz.
Yeah, someone asked if we should bring that back.
There's no buzz.
No, dude. I mean, we had one yesterday.
Oh, hang on. You know what? Let's buzz on that. You know what?
Yeah, do it.
Maybe
dude,
it's time to bring it back. Hang on, Jonathan. Let me look. Here we go. I have a new one. Let me know if this is a jam for the buzz.
It's party time.
I mean, yeah.
They finally cut us off.
What do you mean?
I was using the free one with the free sound effects. Uh-huh. Okay, let me see. And now it's like, play the video. No, I don't want to play the video.
I don't need friends. They disappoint me.
There we go. We're back. Okay, never mind. Sheesh, I was worried. Here we go. One more time. Canyon Hills talk. We got a crazy bitch living somewhere in the neighborhood.
For reals.
And that's for real. This, okay, I don't know if you saw it. You may not have seen it. If you're listening from outside the Canyon Hills area, you don't know, but I'm sure you've seen this type of activity on some kind of Ring doorbell app or whatever. And that's what's funny as shit. I was talking to Berto about that. He's like, dude, if you ever go on the Ring app, because everyone is anonymous, it just says, you know, whatever.
They're the funniest comments on
there. The comments are lit, dude. And that's where you see really smart, intelligent people making funny ass, like, just derogatory shit that's hilarious, dude.
Oh, I'm going to have to do more of that.
Yeah, jump on those Ring forums. They're good. But anyways, going on right here, local, yesterday, a random thing happened. So a few days ago, like on, let's say, last Wednesday, a lady walks up to a porch, stares at the porch, turns around and leaves. Whatever. No big deal. She goes back yesterday, goes up to the same porch, walking her dog, and steals a sign that's on her porch. It says home. It's got a wreath on it. It's like, the thing is like 4.5 feet tall. It was a big sign.
Right.
So a friend of ours, fellow gang member, part of the Martinez Ranch, cruising around on their scooters. They saw it just laying there in the side of the road and thought it was weird. So Caroline picked it up and set it on the electrical boxes. So then she posted, once she saw that on the buzz, I saw that and put it on the high voltage box. Crazy. Well, I drove over there because she had said where she put it.
Right.
So I wanted to go secure it and get it back to the owner. So when I drove over there, I didn't see it. It was already gone. I drive around the corner and I see the house where it was stolen from, and the guy's loading the sign into the garage. So I pull up and I was like, hey, man, glad to see you got your sign back. And he's like, yeah, man, it's just so crazy. So that whole thing goes down, whatever, just an occurrence. The very next night or same night, someone goes up to someone's door, steals their flag and their wreath or something.
Yeah.
At late in the night, like 11:30, midnight, something like that.
Same girl, right?
Same person. And I recognize it right away. Now, we're taking you all from the Lux
Hills. What area is this at?
I don't know.
We need to find out because we can do some crack research team there.
So
interview her.
RSO's been contacted because it creeped out the person that it occurred to. And she contacted me because, you know, neighborhood watch and all that. I don't have the video, but I hope they can go on Ring and get it because they were asking for it as to have as evidence. Mm-hmm. So we'll see where that leads. I just think,
what the fuck is wrong with people?
It's crazy how many videos you can see on any one of these neighborhood pages or like just going on the Ring and seeing people steal shit. There was just Amazon package, 5-year-old's birthday gift.
That's so bullshit, dude.
Yeah, some kid's birthday gift was stolen off of their porch.
Silver Chrysler car or something I saw.
Yeah, and it's like,
damn, man.
The thing about having cameras is you're only going to see your shit get stolen.
Right.
Rarely does it actually, they can use it as evidence if they catch the person, but rarely do they catch them.
That's so shitty, though.
Keep
your hands to yourself.
And it's you're only going to see more of it.
Cracked out, dude, to be stealing that shit and just walking and dumping it somewhere.
Bro, with gas prices where they're at, you're just going to see crime increase with shit like that because people are struggling. And I'm starting to see more of it. Frustrated friends. We're talking about the buzz on Facebook. I got a friend posted today. He's like, I cannot believe the price of rent right now. It's unfucking believable how high it's gone. And storage unit prices since 2019 have gone up almost 70%.
Wow.
Because remember, even though a lot of people are leaving California, they got a lot of shit. And sometimes they just leave it here and I'll go back and get it. No, you won't. Won't even be worth it to you. You're going to pay storage bill on that shit for long enough. You're just going to fucking, it's a waste of money.
Stop paying on it and just go to storage.
Get rid of your shit. Yeah. You don't need it.
I miss that show.
I miss that show too. You can still do it. Now that the popularity of the show's decreased, you can go out to these storage places and hopefully you run into Brandy.
That's funny, dude. Okay.
I watched the show.
I like the old man.
It's funny because randomly.
I hate the guy with the glasses. What's his name?
Yup. Dave Hestrin.
Yeah, he has a Twitter page. He just gets fucking reamed on there all the time.
I just realized, I think, maybe it's Dave Hester. I think it's Hester. Yeah,
that's
Hester.
Funny that you thought about that.
I just had a moment like, wait a second. Epiphany? Did we miss an opportunity there?
Oh, well, we can ask again.
Yeah. I like the show and I saw how much shit they end up with. It's just trash. Yeah. And that's the thing. That's the Lux Hills Gang tip of the week. Stop storing trash. If you're listening to me right now and you're paying for storage on shit you haven't opened or looked at in years, move the fuck on. Get rid of it. You're making other people rich. Now, get in my time machine, bro. And we need to buy some land around here cheap as fuck and put up a storage unit. They are making money hand over fist. And that place over there, like off of Scott.
Yes.
The All-Star or whatever.
Right.
They live there. It's got a big ass house. Like, how smart is that? Imagine that's your retirement pad.
Wow.
You just live at a, you know, because the house is nice. It's a big above the office house. So, shit, you're right there. And they got property. Like, big, huge, you know, but they've used all their property to continue to grow. Looks like they're putting the money back into the business. But anyways, that would be an awesome business venture. A long time ago. Now that land is so expensive, it's just like, fuck.
Yeah.
I was watching a video recently. You know me, I want to get to that nomadic lifestyle eventually and get out in the woods, right? I saw a couple that was selling their RV park like out in Kentucky. And it was amazing. And the price was shocking. It was not as much as you think it would be.
So people pay to stay there.
Yes. And they have all the amenities. It's already built in. You're basically moving in to just maintain an RV park, They have a concession there, a store. They fill up like propane containers. Fun. Imagine that, dude. Your life would be RV. Like,
dude, we need a Steve and JD land.
Oh my God, dude. Somewhere
like in the fantasy factory.
Pacific Northwest, dude. Somewhere where it's just big pools and parties every night.
How much was it?
$1.3 million. Not bad. And it was massive. And they included everything.
I wonder how fast you'd get a return.
It would take a very long time. They do have permanent residence at places like that, though.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of that even going on right now. I just saw a news story where some people are selling their homes because the price and values are so high. They're literally getting a fifth wheel or an RV and going to a spot and doing the monthly rental. And it's funny because the interview that I saw, the girl was like, this is so much fun. It's like camping every day. We still have our jobs and, you know, making good wages. And we're just sort of waiting the market out to see what happens. And we're hanging out with our neighbors every night. And I'm just like, I'm already doing that. You're hanging out with your neighbors every night now. I've been doing it, girl. We're out there having fun on these streets. So I'm just enjoying the time that we're that we have while we're here. Rents and storing shit and all of that. That's it's a racket, bro. But there's nothing you can do because everyone else is charging the same thing.
Yeah, dude. I put gas in today and it made me realize today. I was just like, fuck, thank God I don't have to drive anywhere really.
I'm scooting, dude. The majority of places that I go, I ain't trying to do much.
So unfortunate for those that like really are suffering because of this stuff. Just sucks.
Yeah. Speaking of that, this just in. News alert from the good folks over at New American Funding with Jessica Castro. If you're meeting some of those challenges we just discussed, maybe you could consider a HELOC as opposed to a refi. That's something that Jessica could help you out with. It's a popular choice right now. Grab some of that equity and stay where you're at. Maybe you want to upgrade, do some things around the house. Reach out to my girl, run the numbers and see if it makes sense. Okay, maybe you have family or friends that are looking to purchase, right? There's still down payment assistance programs available. You can still get
California,
that.
Through
the state of California. And you can get that from someone that knows what they're doing and knows how to run those type programs. And that's our girl, Jessica Castro.
What do they give you, 10%, right, or something?
I don't fucking know, and I got my house, bro.
Yeah, true, me too.
You're talking about...
I'm just talking.
Yeah, you're talking about noobs, bro. They need some help, and there's help available. That's the thing. Especially if you're looking for... There's certain ones that are even career-driven. Like if you're going to be a fireman or a teacher or anything like that. There's all kinds of crazy deals you can get out there. Just contact Jessica if you have any questions. She can definitely tell you what's up. You know where she's at. New American Funding right here in the Temecula Valley. Let me give out her phone number because... Everyone needs to have it. 760-554-3871. Reach out to our girl anytime, day or night.
Boom.
Next topic, JD. We did the buzz. It's been a while, but we did a little bit of a buzz. We're talking about neighborhood vibes, things going on, meeting people on the street, running into fucking weirdos. And let me rewind real quick before we jump to the next thing. That woman, like, there was someone trying to defend her behavior?
No, there wasn't. Really?
Yes. And I'm not going to engage any longer.
It's so funny now.
How do you know what she's going through?
Oh, is her name Danny Jo Black?
Would you call her an asshole? And it's like,
because she is. She fucking stole the home sign.
Yeah, she's a thief.
Go to your own home.
And if you're having a mental break, you're not out walking your dog, visiting a sign, coming back to steal it again. Damn, you can't. That's the problem.
I want to catch her in the act.
And then call the cops and watch you get handcuffed. And I hope they rough you up on the way in the car. They don't help you with your head.
You would be over there like Project Veritas, dude. Oh, fucking interviewer.
So funny. Don't condone that type of behavior. Because
don't be an asshole.
If you do, you're going to have a very low rating on what Jonathan and I are going to now produce. It is going to be the LHG BBC Yelp Human Rankings. You hear what I say? The LHG BBC Yelp Human Rankings. Imagine if you could leave human Yelp reviews for randos or people you interact with.
It's like a tombstone for life.
Yeah, for modern day. It'd be like when you... The thing about Wikipedia, you could go in there and you can change things. And I changed some shit on a guy one time and it was fucking awesome. Because it got accepted and approved and it was like... And he was a professional... Trash the guy. Anyways, if you could do Yelp reviews on people, how amazing would that be?
Amazing.
Because there are some, I'm telling you right now, some five-star Yelpers out there that I would help you out. I would Yelp you out.
For sure.
And I could name names right here, but you hear them every week, so I don't need to. What I will say is, if I were to Yelp you, can I give you my Yelp review here live on the air?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Let's see. Let me just think of an interaction that you and I have had so I could Yelp an experience with you, okay? Angry father noticed at the pool. Chasing child who had just fallen. He seemed upset, and I wasn't sure why. Then I realized, oh, it's because he's a dad. So when I tried to speak with this gentleman, he gave me a dagger stare from a distance. And I thought to myself, geez, dad, we're just out here trying to have fun. Why are you being such a dick? Anyway, to the guy I saw at the pool wearing glasses. And by the way, sunglasses at night, what a dick. I know your prescription glasses and you have to change them and shit. No, I wouldn't do any of that.
One star.
Yeah, would not poop here again. Your Yelp review would be kind, caring, loving father who is constantly thinking of others, right? Always looking out for those in need. And very technologically savvy individual. If you need your Wi-Fi hooked up or you're having issues with your printer connecting to your computer, my guy will show you how to change out a CN cartridge faster than your fucking eyes would believe it. So reach out to this five-star human, right?
Okay.
4.5. Sorry.
Yeah, don't give anyone 5 stars.
You can't. I'm sorry. You know what? 4. I'm burying you at a 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so yours?
Yeah, you got a Yelp review for me? Like, see, it's hard to think of a Yelp review without just saying, you know what I mean? It ends up sounding like a fucking obituary.
Yeah. Went to first board meeting. This guy stood up, asked to talk, defended the community. This is hard. Hold on. Fuck.
Think about if you're writing a Yelp review. See how hard and I had to try and put it together there.
Yeah, that was hard.
Because if you're writing out a Yelp review, how would you write it?
It's easier to write it.
It is. It's difficult to speak it.
Yeah. Okay. Needed help with pool table. First guy to respond was this guy named Steve on the internet. Showed up within 5 minutes. Helped me load the pool table into my garage. Even brought me a couple beers that I haven't tried because he knew I liked that type of beer. Hung out. 5 stars.
5-star experience. Okay.
That's a Steve experience.
Thank you. That helped me out. All right, here we go. We all have that one friend. The one who calls you when he needs help moving shit. Well, I've got that friend and he's sitting right here next to me.
It was one time.
One time. No, I know. That's so funny. But that was an experience. See, that's what's when you're Yelping an experience or a place like, you know, like let's say I walk in. Okay, because we're doing humans here, not businesses. But businesses are different because you can just go like, walked into the restaurant, noticed everything was dirty. No tables were clean. No one came over to help me.
Went to Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. No cheesecake.
Yeah. we're not going to bury them, are we? You don't need to say it.
I want to, but I won't.
Yeah.
Don't go to Cheesecake Factory.
That's not what it used to be. Glorified
Applebee's.
It's not what it used to be.
It's horrible. Yeah. Growing up, that was the place that Amy and I would splurge to go.
You would strive to be able to get into the 36-page menu restaurant.
And now it's like, dude, I set my food back. It's fucking gross. And half the shit they had on the menu, they didn't even have. And then this guy walks by because this manager asked him to do something. And he goes, I got shit to do. And I was like, wow. Did I just hear that?
You know where you go? You don't go there. You don't go to places like that. You go to these mom and pop shops. You go to these locally owned spots. Yeah,
thanks BJ and Karen for the gift card for my birthday.
Yeah. That worked out.
No, we had fun. It was just Amy and Ava and I. They gave me a free cheesecake and half my meal was free.
Go to
somewhere better.
Spots like Urban Island.
Oh, dude, that's a new spot.
Coming to a Temecula near you. That is our boy Wayne, Chef Wayne from the Urban.
Here. We should try some food.
From the Urban Craft Eatery right here. They closed down. We've been missing them. I'm telling you, it's going to suck that I'm going to have to drive to Temecula so often to go to this place. Wayne, I've seen your photos of food. I'm following you, dude. I can't wait. I'm so excited for your new business venture. It's a Filipino-American fusion is going to be the menu. And let me just tell you, I've had some Filipino dishes. Having a sister-in-law that's from the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
The food's fucking amazing. They do it right with the frying and the porks and the fats and the meats and the, you know, the fried rice. I don't need to tell you.
Oh, no.
Jen made a fat vat of the fried rice. She does it for every fat man's birthday. I got it for my birthday. JD got it for his birthday. We made Purnell a big to-go container on that last run.
It's so good.
It's incredible. And you know what? I would suffice to say it's better the next day.
I want to try this burrito.
Is that a Jen burrito?
No, that's an Urban.
Oh, from the Urban. Island. Oh, Urban Island. Oh, bro. Now you're showing me pictures of the food?
Doesn't that look amazing?
Oh, my God.
Garlic fried rice with cured pork?
You're talking about a man that took the most simple idea and waste and turned it into a sales tool. He takes his bacon fat. And puts fries in it.
Yes.
And then adds $2 for him to do it. Oh my God, dude. You're talking about pancakes that are covered in like a caramel sauce on a banana.
Oh my God.
On a banana leaf.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Check out my guy, Chef Wayne, running that spot. He's going to do reservations only, and I hope we can get in them. Jonathan, do you think that this Lux Hills gang will lead us to some reservations at my guy's spot?
Yeah, we have to.
The 1st of July, they're opening in Temecula. It's reservation only, I believe, for the first week or two.
Should we try to get in?
Absolutely. Just text him.
I'm going to.
We at the Lux Hills Gang will get down to the Urban Island. It's in Temecula. We can support that man because that is the kind of food and the grub that you and I are down for. I don't know if La Unica is open yet. But
no,
if,
it was supposed to open last week.
Oh, my God. It's probably city permits. Don't make me go down to City Hall. Don't make me get that Lux Hills Gang influence going on down there. They don't want to see me at City Hall, huh, JD?
No, they don't.
Actually, they do. They want to see me down on Main Street this Saturday, I believe, the 25th. It is the first opening night for the Lake Elsinore Downtown Main Street Classic Car Show Extravaganza that they will be doing three times this summer. So this is one of those events. It's happening on June 25th. Jonathan, I thought of you immediately when I looked down and I saw this event occurs between the hours of 6 and 9.
Oh, yes.
No accident. No. You think it's a coincidence?
No, absolutely not. They know better.
We have the influence that's happening. And if you go down to Stadium Pizza, you're going to be at 169. 169 Main Street. From 6 to 9, you can catch the classic car show.
Really?
Yes. Stadium Pizza's address is 169, and it's spelled out in front of it. S-I-X-T-Y. It's sexier when it's spelled out.
So yesterday I was driving, and this was the mileage.
Today I was going 69 miles an hour, and I looked down, and my car has 169,000 miles.
My car has 269,269. That's fucking... Or 269,69.
Oh, it's everywhere, dude. You see it repeatedly. It's all over.
So great,
dude. We need to get a 69 special going on down at Never Better, dude. Something 69. I don't care what it is.
Tony, talk to us.
Tony.
What's the 69 special?
69 special, dude. Something just behind the counter. You don't know. Like, oh, what are you here for? 69 special. You know what I mean? Let's try and think of something, dude. Something hilarious and fun. What are the
flavors, though?
I don't know. What? I don't know. The flavors of a 69 special?
Yeah.
Cream is one of them.
Right.
Okay, so ice cream. Vanilla ice cream. Okay, what's
horchata
the other?
Horchata and sprinkles.
Horchata and sprinkles. Okay, that'd be a rough go. Horchata. No, the horchata's bomb.
It's so good.
Yeah, you're right. We need to think of something. Something sexy. 69 special coming to a frozen yogurt spot near you.
Dude, I want to go after this. Damn it.
Okay. You know what? So support businesses that provide good food and you're earning an honest living. And those guys out there at Urban Island. We're going to be big supporters, and I cannot wait to go down there and check it out. Lake Elsinore Main Street Classic Car Show, again, happening on June 25th from 6 to 9. You can go down there. I'm sure you're going to see our friend and yours, Mr. Bob McGee. I'm sure you're going to see our friend and yours, Mr. Steve Manos. I guarantee you that Tim Sheridan will make a showing, and Natasha Johnson usually is at those types of events. Because it's the first one, I would hope that some of the city council can make it out.
Are you going?
Do some glad handing. I'd love to go walk around. Let's see how it goes.
Scooter around.
Oh, Lord. You know what? You just reminded me when Bob was on the show, he mentioned that they're actually going to shut down Main Street with no traffic.
Right.
So you can walk down the middle of the streets.
Yes.
I'm hoping there's going to be vendors out there. I assume there would be.
I think so.
Yeah. You know what? The city of Lake Elsinore, that's what they're trying to do when we're trying to blow it up here. Dude, and by the way, speaking of blowing it up here, it's supposed to be like 104 on Saturday.
No, it's not.
So, you know, it's going to be like 106. That'd be a good night to get out of the house. Come on down. Have a beer. You might catch me right outside on those tables at Main Street Kitchen and Tap. Who knows where I'm going to be?
Okay.
That'd be the spot,
I'm
dude.
I'm down.
We need to lock that down early, though. Now we just mentioned it. Shit. Edit this part out.
Yeah, we're going to be at the pizza spot.
You can sit at the pizza spot and see the same view. They got big ass tables, lots of room. It's a good time. Come on down to downtown Lake Elsinore. Jonathan, I wanted to talk about it. We talked about it a little earlier. Downloads are high, bro. Higher than a giraffe's asshole.
They really are.
So I don't know what's going on, what we're doing right. I want to just thank the fans and friends that share this program.
I think it's because we're back to us.
I think so, too. The riffing episodes, I do get a lot more interaction with people,
dude,
that are telling me.
Dude, I listened back to that. The Big Boy show is so funny.
I think it's one of our funniest shows. Just because I was laughing so hard, dude. When I and then getting into my DJ shit. I think I'm going to do a DJ talk out on some, at least one or two of the songs we talk out tonight.
Okay.
Because when I played that one noise when we were talking about being pantsed in a grocery store, and it was bum, bum, bum. And then I went into the breaking news. I cracked myself up. I didn't even remember that I did that. So,
oh, that's funny.
Because I was a little penned up. Yeah. You know what I mean? I had a few beers. I think I was drinking those. Big 22-ounce chiladas that I get, the Soul chiladas.
Oh, that's good.
It's like a breakfast beer. It'll give you heartburn if you drink them late at night, depending on how your anatomy works. For me, it does. Like anything spicy or red. Red sauces, I'm having heartburn that night.
Okay.
So I try and stay away from reds and peppers.
Careful. Careful, my guy.
But a breakfast beer, like if you like Bloody Marys,
yes,
that's the spot.
Okay.
Speaking of, I talked to our guy Berto, a coworker of mine, friend of ours. I do want to have him on the program.
Come on, Berto, get on.
He says that he doesn't, first of all, he's a very funny guy.
Very funny.
We just need to sort of wind down all of the racism. No, I'm kidding. No, we don't need to wind down anything, dude. You're funny as hell. I think you'd be great on the show. You have a lot to say. And one thing him and I have talked about, and I've talked to you about it, and it was told to me by some friends of ours, we need to go to the wreck and get a Bloody Mary. Berto wants to go. He's like, you and JD need to go with me. We need to go in that place. It's one of those places that you don't go by yourself.
Where is it at?
The Wreck, downtown Lake Elsinore, right off Main. It's on the right-hand side as you go down past Guadalajara, across from La Unica.
Yeah.
Their big-ass sign, The Wreck.
I've seen it.
They have some killer Bloody Marys, according to Bill and Diane, who I take their opinion seriously.
Yes.
So if they say they're good, they've been around, they know.
Okay, we'll go.
I'm down to go check that out because that's a bar that's been there for a very, very long time.
Right.
And they have their regulars.
It's right behind Guadalajara.
It is.
Okay.
It is. It's what we would call an up-and-coming neighborhood. That's what the police don't call it. So we'll go down there one day. We're going to have Berto. We're going to do that. Okay. Downloads are up. Thank you, everyone. I don't know why. I just appreciate it. That's all. That's all I'm going to say.
Same here.
Jonathan and I are both very appreciative that you guys continue, and we'll continue if you guys listen. Shit, that's what we do it for.
Do we get any calls?
We don't get calls because we don't promote that very much anymore like we used to. We can do that more. And I need to change the message to just make it quicker so you can just get to the recording because the message is kind of long and dumb. And
leave a message. Boom.
But yeah, exactly. Lux Hills gang. Gang, gang. That's it. So we're going to do that. Let's talk about an adventure last night. You want to see fat men running in the street. You could have seen it right here down the street at the end of the road, right here on Ghetto Wood Lane. We were chasing down that little fucker.
Come on,
Gus.
Dude.
That little
fuck that
fucker,
dog, dude.
Gus, dude. Gus, that motherfucker, dude. pee money, big dick pee. He got this dog. Fuck, man. He's a runner, but he thinks it's a game. All right? We're talking about Dick and Nikki's dog. That dog is fast as shit. And when you try to chase him, first of all, no fucking way. He's way too fast.
I almost twist my ankle.
It's too much. And he's small, low to the ground. I actually went home with a little bit of asphalt burn on my knee because I was kneeling down like, here, Gus, come on, boy.
Oh, really?
Come here, come here. And I guess I'm so heavy that I was putting imprints into my fucking knee.
Oh, shit.
It wasn't the asphalt. It was the weight of the person leaning on it.
Okay.
So, but it was worth every penny because
picking out fucking asphalt.
When I saw my guy, I was in my car and I see Susanna. She was chasing the fucking dog. She was the only one that could even remotely keep up. I see, you know, our guy Drew, obviously, you know,
drinking a beer from the sidelines,
slowly moseying like this will end when it ends. That's kind of the look he had. And same thing with
Richard.
Richard has seen this dog run away enough times that he's over it. And he's just like, fuck it. Let him go. Fuck. The coyotes come out in an hour. That's what he kept yelling. Yeah. It was so funny, dude. And he was just like, I am not chasing this fucker. He's done it before.
Right.
And so anyways, he got tired out a little bit. I was following in the car. We were stopping traffic as it came by. Jonathan rolls up in his scooter and I thought, oh, the scooter can keep up. Scooter can do what any golf cart can't. Let's roll up on this fool. Scooter couldn't keep up. Gus is fast.
Right.
So, and you had your nemesis, a hill.
Yeah. Arch nemesis. Yeah,
arch nemesis is a hill. So you weren't going very fast up the hill, nor was I or anyone else.
No.
Finally, Jonathan came through with the genius level plan of picking up a leaf or even having nothing, a pine cone, and having a fake treat. Here, Gus, a treat. You get a treat. Come here, Gus. You want a treat? And Jonathan snatched that fucker from the back of his neck and lifted him up off the ground. That is where puppies' mothers lift them from. People think it's an aggressive behavior move. I don't see it that way.
No.
That is how a mother corrects their young, and that is still a young dog.
How an owner or an alpha dog like myself.
You got to show that dog, hey, bro.
And he was cool when I grabbed him.
He didn't bark. He didn't yelp. He didn't whine. He knew he was caught. Because to that dog, the chase is the game. He thinks that we are engaging him and trying to have some
what
fun
a
game.
Dick.
So at the end of the adventure, we bring the, you know, you, I won't take any credit at all. Jonathan caught him straight, fair and square, walks him up to Richard, and I'm down the street, straight talking shit. I don't see any golf cart mafia out here now. Scooter gang, we always step up. Whenever someone's got problems in the neighborhood, scooter gang. Talking mad shit.
I appreciate that, actually.
I had to do it. And okay, let me.
We needed a picture or a video.
I almost bypassed the funniest part of the whole thing. Susie couldn't catch the dog. So instead, she went straight fucking Mexico mommy and pulled off her chancla and tagged that fucker right on his head.
I think that's what I was able to catch.
From a distance, she flung it and thump. It didn't hit him hard enough to do any kind of damage. Don't get upset, Nikki.
No.
It was just funny because it stunned him. Like, oh shit, this bitch is throwing her chancla.
So then
she went, you know, straight angry mom. And when she pulled off the other one, she had too much aggression, too much anger. And she tossed it with too much heat and didn't hit him with the second one. And then I thought I had him cornered and he had me cornered. Let me just tell you, when I got home, I was sitting and getting up and down off the couch. And I'm just like, what? Did I lift something heavy today? What the fuck, dude? Like, my side was hurting and my back? That's how bad I'm out of shape, bro.
Oh, my God.
Just a little dog chase put me down, dude.
And we saved the day, so.
We did.
Oh, we can hurt all we want.
So thank you to acetaminophen. We appreciate you. I wish you were out there to Eric Hans and Blast Right Services. Unfortunately, you weren't there supporting in the Gus dog chase down. So if you could have been, you would have been. And I know that's a fact because my guy Eric and my girl Christina are big, big.
I think Eric would have been sitting next or standing next to Drew. For sure.
Probably be drinking your Coors Latte and talking shit. No, they are big, big supporters of the show. Obviously, you all know we have the gift ticket big raffle going on. I don't give a shit. We got the gift ticket raffle. You can get in there. It's for the M18 toolkit that is brought to you and I from our guy, Eric Hans at Blast Right Services. They do big industrial shit, dust collection and all of those things. If you need their services, you know how to get a hold of them. Eric runs an amazing company and The fact that they step up time and time again for the community is just unreal. They were major players in the first cornhole tournament, and they will be big time players in the second official cornhole tournament. That's going to be a, you know, a part of the Lux Hills Gang family. It's going to close out the summer. We are to decide the date of the prom very soon, maybe this week. Once we have the date of the prom, we'll start announcing more and more information. We know people are trying to, there's people that don't want to go on vacations. They're concerned. And I'm just going to tell you right now, Jonathan and I are just going to have to pull the trigger and pick a date. And that's just how it's going to be. It's going to be based on a lot of different variables. We want to accommodate everyone, but if you're not around or you're not going to be here during the prom, there's nothing we can do. We just have to pick a date. We've gotten a lot of, I hope it's not this day. I hope it's not that, from so many people. It's very difficult. We're just going to make the decision. So,
and then I'm like, fuck, I can't do this day.
Watch out for that. Obviously our girl, Christina, is a big part of the planning committee. She's over there with Nikki, and they're going to get together with the rest of the people that want to get really committed and help make this prom the event of the summer. And
it will
honestly
be
the event of my 40s. I just want it to be fun. I want everyone to go there and
when
have
I tell
a good
people
time.
About it, they get excited about it.
Repeatedly, I'm watching movies and there's conversations about proms. I'm not even kidding. That is what I wanted to get back to. There is another podcast out there. They're much bigger than us. This is, I mean, in size and audience. And they were talking about all-wheel drive versus, what did they call it? They had a different name for it. Sport mode?
Two-wheel drive
and all-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Talking about Crocs. And yeah, it's the same thing you and I discussed. And now they're out there sharing the word with their friends and family. And let me tell you, Jonathan, I'm pretty much 100% of the time two-wheel drive on my Crocs.
I 100% on mine, too.
And I think it was Memo that put it out there that the only time you go all-wheel drive is when you're running. And I started laughing.
the only time I run is in the bathroom. Never
going to be a problem. I think we're going to be just fine. That was just funny to see that, because I keep seeing things that we talk about will come into.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, they come into popularity, or it gets discussed, or it starts blowing up. I mean, we already discussed the menu hacks and how we were copied for that. We showed and listened to the song, how Toyota listened to our Blind Melon and stole that track. You know, even though we didn't write that song, I think we brought it back to popularity. And you're obviously seeing all these pineapples and flamingos at every store. I'm not saying we started it. What I'm saying is we've been talking about it, and everything we talk about seems to happen. So
it's crazy.
The topless photo contest is going down in my DMs. It's the new Lux Hills Gang.
Don't forget about me.
Good group message. Just the four of us.
You can send those to LuxHillsGang @gmail.com.
JD, me, and your two TTs. That's all we need. The four of us in one group message.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, you should. No, what I'm really going to say is today's music sucks.
You asked me to put together a banger hit list.
And you were looking for modern day bangers.
I wasn't sure what you wanted to do.
I just like music to vibe to, because I think the talk out, if anything, you know, we're talking about erections. That is my boner of the show, is right. When we listen to music, we talk over it.
We should
listen
to Elton John then.
Who?
Elton John.
Okay. Yeah, well, we can rock out to the greatest hits of anyone, dude. I know plenty of bands that we can just listen to. I like genres, though, I think, because every once in a while, a classic, funny, good, you know, song that we can discuss things about comes up. And I think it's one of the
maybe like 2010s hip hop.
We could do that.
Let's try that.
We'll give it a whirl. Because that was a good time.
That's like when Drake first started coming.
Yeah.
And then Lil Wayne was at the top.
Yep.
I like that era of rap.
Yep. Might totally agree.
Okay.
We're going to find some. Yeah, there's going to be some bangers. You know what? We'll start that here in a moment.
I'm just so disappointed with like the new Post Malone.
No good.
Your boy got Post Malone tickets.
The new Drake.
Yeah.
It's just. What happened, dude?
There's one banger on it. That's it, dude.
One.
The one with 21 Savage.
Out of the
rest
whole thing.
Of sucks, man.
And that's why I prefer when these rappers that I'm a fan of just do, like, release a single.
I don't understand what it is.
I don't get it either.
Me too. I get excited for, like, one good song.
Release a collab with someone.
Something, dude.
Like, I haven't listened to Jack Harlow's album, but I know some of his songs. And I see him now on a KFC ad on every sports game that I watch. I'm like... This fool from Kentucky, that makes sense. because he reps Kentucky. He's also all over New
That's
Balance
a good song
ads.
Too. That Churchill Downs song is pretty good too.
Jack Harlow, he's been in my world. I've seen him.
There's some
for
TikTok,
a long time.
Some TikTok rappers that are pretty good. A guy, white guy, and there's a white girl that's super dope.
There's a lot of great rappers, even on like YouTube,
right?
You know, Harry Mack. Go check him out. He does freestyle. He's amazing. When he does his, I know I've talked about it on the show. I'm going to need to go over it.
That you know Dax, you ever seen Dax?
Dax is crazy.
Yeah.
He's, because he's intelligent.
Right.
He's a college grad. He's like, the words that he's saying and
he
using and rhyming.
He has a shit ton of money on YouTube with those videos.
Tons. He has millions and millions of views.
Crazy.
Yeah, because he'll cover songs and just
murder
the beat.
Like Post Malone and these other ones make money off YouTube too?
Yeah, of course.
Because some of their songs have billions of views.
They're making money. They're getting checks.
For sure.
If an entity is using your stuff and making money off of you by having a subscription base, and that's what I just want to announce to the Lux Hills gang. We're going straight subscription based. Everyone's got to pay $69 a month to continue to listen to this great content. Then we really would be talking to five people.
Yeah.
Maybe six. Maybe nine. Just kidding. Six. Or nine. That would be the only two numbers that we would allow. Six or nine members. Six or nine members.
Word.
All right, let's look up this music. Let's get into this. Here we go. Give me a moment, JD. Go ahead and tell him something while I'm looking up the music, shall we?
This whole time we were talking about swingers, I had a pineapple in my hand.
He has a pineapple, and I didn't even mention it. Yeah, you've got a pineapple stress ball.
And something happened to the top where the head's about to rip off.
Hmm.
Huh.
2010's Hip Hop Essentials. They got it right here. Now.
Do they have it? Really?
Yeah. The question I ask you is.
Shuffle.
You want to go shuffle? You already know the question. Shuffle from the top. Here we go. What we got?
Okay.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for?
I don't know.
You tell us.
You ready?
Yeah.
I mean.
Been waiting, dude.
Dude, we're ready.
I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this, in a matter of
this
time
Gucci,
I spent
man.
On some locked up shit, in
Meek
the back
Mill.
Of the
Meek
paddy
Mill,
wagon, cuffs locked on wrist, see my dreams unfold, nightmares come true, it was time to marry the game, and I said, yeah, I do, if you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view,
I don't mind a talk up,
got shorty, she
but drop the
like
beat, bro,
said, I chew, like a nigga sneeze, nigga please for them trick and squeeze,
bless you,
getting cream, never let them hoes get in between of what we started, little nigga, but I'm lying hearted, they love me when I was stuck and they hate it when I departed, I go and get it regardless, draw it like I'm an artist, no crawling,
we
straight,
we might never drop a beat, dude, we're a minute in.
Fucking sucking and swallowing.
Whoa.
For a dollar, they tell me get him.
A dollar?
Got him.
Where are you going?
I did it without an album. I did shit with Mariah.
See,
little nigga, I'm on fire.
He did.
He's
talking about doing it without an album. He's talking about exactly what we're saying. These rappers become famous off a single or off of a collab on someone else. I mean, fuck, look at my guy.
We the best music.
DJ Khaled?
All he does is scream on other people's
songs, like him,
dude, and makes so much money. He just literally screams
another one.
Another one. Okay, we're done with that.
DJ Khaled.
They better not screw us with this hip hop 2010s, dude. I'm not.
I'm not feeling it already.
It's only the second song though. And we're shuffling.
Nothing, nigga, you can't tell me shit. Yeah, did it on my own. Take out my neck, take out my wrist. Yeah.
See, they have weird statistics that skew songs.
Is it shuffle that fucks it up?
I don't know.
She my number one. I don't need nothing on the side. Said that I was done for good and don't want no more.
What talking in 2010?
If we don't run into a banger here real quick, we're going to 2000s.
Okay.
I'm going to give it two more songs to try.
Is this too...
This song had its play in its day.
How about we just go Lil Wayne Essentials?
Because I know every Lil Wayne song. This song had a minute. What was that song? I'm in love with the Coco. That's the song, dude.
Yeah, yo. All I know is, yeah, yo. Every time she hit the block, that hoe, she be on go mode. And if you try to rhyme, it's for the God, that be a no-no. Sauced up in them loco. And you nigga no-so.
Oh boy, right, Yayo, well. Dude. Oh, here's the song. This was a hit.
Rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money.
Maybe the 2010s is not what I was thinking.
Hey!
Drop top,
smoking, no cooking, the hot pot,
cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, that,
cooking up dope in the crock pot,
pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get gang.
It's funny because you want to talk gang. About like local cool shit. They have a song, what did they say, whipping up,
right.
Whipping up something into something.
Mm-hmm.
God, I can't remember the song. It's in this song. When you go to,
I know you're talking about, I can't think of it right now.
All set.
Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a coupe. I take your bitch right from you. Bitch, I'm a dog. Woo. Beat down her walls, loose.
Hey.
Hop in the frog. Woo. I tell that bitch to come for me.
Come for me.
I swear these niggas.
Is this Migos?
Yeah.
I like the Migos.
Back when the Migos were doing big things, dude.
I like Quavo.
Anyways, over at a restaurant, it's across from Barron's in Barron's in Murrieta, right off Clinton Keith. It's got a, the Finch is what it's called.
Yeah,
they have that saying written on the wall above where the chefs are.
What does it say?
Whipping up something in the pot or something like that. Whatever the Migos saying is, yeah. That's in this song. It actually might be a song title. We're gonna have to do a correction next episode. Okay. I'm setting this up. But yeah, it's written on the wall in like pretty cool cursive script, and I just think it's cool that those people are like, clearly they're fans of hip hop.
Right.
I like it when you find out someone is a fan of hip hop. I like hip hop.
There's a lot of people that don't, though.
I like rap. I like gangster rap. I like people talking mad shit. I like this whole genre of these ladies talking shit.
If I had to pick like a rapper now, it would be DaBaby.
Yeah.
I like DaBaby.
This rapper's name is Young Scooter.
Is it really?
I swear to God.
Oh, shit.
This will be the last of this, and then we go to the 2000s. Okay. Let's just see what we got from Young Scooter.
I'm done with it already, though.
I never witnessed a drought again. Black Migo gang.
So, yeah, talking about Migos.
I can make cocaine.
Okay.
I just fell in love with a Cuban.
Okay.
I just left Colombia.
What is where are these songs from? This is trash, dude. Okay, we're gonna give it one shot with 2000s. Here we go. This is a mix of hip-hop and R&B. No, we just want hip-hop essentials. Let's get into it. Here we go. Okay.
Woo!
Now we're doing better.
Woo!
Is this 2000s now?
Yeah.
Two
into the one, three into the one. I don't know the numbers. I'm just making it up. Six into the nine, nine into the six. Everybody pulling down pants and showing dicks.
You gotta
can't breathe when I come to hum to some shoes. Gotta be 20, man. It's not even funny. They can't. The choke's too tight. The left looks too right. You know what? You right.
Your left looks too right. Jonathan, can I admit something to you right here with this fabulous track plan?
Yeah.
I started to watch 2000 Mules.
Did you?
I did.
And you stopped? It gets interesting.
I couldn't do it.
Really?
It's
gonna get past it.
Here's what I see.
Okay.
I'll tell you another experiment I tried last night, just for fun. I put it on Fox News at my house for the Ingram angle. I just had to do it.
Ingram angle. That chick?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Horrible.
Tucker's better. He's funnier.
Here, there was someone on after her that was like aggressive and thought he was funny. I will say this. 2000 Mules, never in the time that I watched it for, I don't know, fuck, I watched 25, 30 minutes of it. They didn't have a fact.
Oh, you're not into it yet?
Not one.
Yeah.
They were sitting down with a bearded guy saying that he has cell phone tracking, but he couldn't furnish any of the actual information.
He showed it.
Maybe later. Yeah, but in the beginning, I was like, I can't believe this.
It's weird,
is,
yeah.
It's the spreading of stupidity. Okay, it's my opinion.
Right, just, yeah.
You know, I know your opinion is different about it, and you watched the whole thing. I didn't, so I'll give you that. Then I'm watching this Fox News. Holy shit. It's overacting. I don't think they believe half the shit they say. They're selling it. It's no different than the fucking huckster at the carnival.
It's just like the other news stations. I don't watch any of it.
I'm not saying they're any different.
Yeah, I don't watch any of it.
Did you see that now CNN has a new guy running the show?
No.
So now that he has that, they're getting away from the breaking news. Because that's the big joke about CNN is everything is breaking news all the time.
Yeah.
All the time on the screen. It's breaking news. Someone farted near the president in the White House. And you're like, this is not breaking news, guys. So I saw that and I just thought it was funny. I was thinking about you when I started it.
Please don't.
Okay.
Don't
this shit make a nigga wanna jump, jump. Don't this shit make a nigga wanna jump, jump. Don't this shit make a nigga wanna jump, jump. Busta Rhymes, dude. Jump, jump. Oh, God.
Okay.
Some of these people are just one-hit wonders and gone.
We're like the modern-day Beavis and Butthead.
Are we? Yeah, we have an opinion about this trash. That's right. That's what Beavis and Butthead was, huh?
Yeah.
Watching check videos and talking now. Shit.
Yeah. I work the pen to make the ink transform on any particular surface. Dude, watch it on the app. You can watch all the old episodes. They're fucking hilarious.
Beavis and Butthead knows
the new movie. I can't wait.
Yes. Oh,
is it out? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was everywhere. Mad respect to Missy Elliott. Get your freak on. Right down here at Pool 2. During this calendar shoot. Missy be putting it down. I'm the hottest round. I told y'all mother... Y'all can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on get me now. Is you with me now? Then biggie, biggie bounce. I know you dig the way I switch my style. Hello. Jonathan, I'm so happy I got to come in here tonight. Sit down and bro down with you.
Yeah.
Go down memory lane, walk on a walk, talk on the talk, do what we need to do. Oh, wait, you know what? I haven't gotten to a DJ song.
Beavis and Butthead comes out tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
How was Jurassic Park?
It was really good.
Yeah?
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Where'd you see it? Cal Oaks?
I did.
Matinee?
I saw it in the early morning, the Lux.
Titan Lux?
Yeah.
At Cal Oaks?
Okay, I like this song.
Okay. All right.
What year is this? Does it say the year? It doesn't say the year, huh?
Hang on. I think there's an info button.
Oh, the three buttons. The three dots. No?
There's a lot of information. I can love others like that. Wow, you opened. I got the whole lyrics. Fucked up and left me in this bitch. I'm
just your average hood nigga with dreams of getting rich. This is my song, dude. Who sang that song?
Lil Flip. I take 15 minutes to drop a track. Yeah, I take half a minute to load my gas. But you don't. I make them bounce half a minute. I don't know if you're loading your gat in 30 minutes, sir. This song was big in the strip clubs, dude.
I had, dude,
anything with a beat.
I remember playing this when I had my car in high school with the subwoofer, dude. Oh, I just
game over. Oh, game over.
Rolled on myself.
Oh, don't blow your nuts out over there, pal.
Oh my God. Watch really out, you're gonna
fall into your chair. Oh,
change it.
You don't like this?
I was never a fan of Outkast.
Oh, man. Yeah, this one right here. You need to get into Southern California fragilistic playlist.
Your mama's mamas.
Your mama's mamas. Sorry, Miss Jackson. I done fucked around. Got your girl pregnant. Yeah, and now I'm here. Like I'm trying to help, but you don't want me to be no part of that. Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry.
What do you do to make the daughter cry?
I think I said pregnant, but I could be wrong. But I feel like
like me. She be doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out and let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck.
That's funny that he says that. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. When my dad came over to my house when I was like a homeowner for the first time, he sat on my couch and grabbed the TV remote. I snatched that shit out of his hand so fast. And I said, my house, my rules.
Power move, dude.
Do that,
yeah. I like
do that to your parents. Your dad shows up to your house, tries to grab your remote, tries to go and you know, drink out of your glasses. He's in the kitchen without asking permission. Whatever rules you grew up with,
yeah.
Fucking bring it back, dude. Bring it way back. It's always fun to make your...
Oh, can I get one of these Fiji waters? No.
Nope,
you
sorry.
Get Kirkland.
Nope, those are for company. Get a cup, drink off the tap, put some ice in it. It'll taste good. Out of the ice tray. No. You don't use the ice maker. You get the ice trays.
Ice for you.
Yeah, we use the tap water for the ice trays. Yeah. That's filtered water out of the...
Yeah, I bought me a ribeye. I got you a sirloin.
Hope you like London broil.
Bone and Biggie and the Pioneer as I reminisce. Before that, it was the Eagles, took them back in 96. Yep. I went down to Houston for some face. Mary Jane with a coincidence. I'm blowing switches, doing the same thing.
I like this kind of flow, dude. I like this kind of rapper. I'm a whole player's club. A lot of words happening, but it's since I'm moving my yay, consistent. You know I got UGK,
ratting dirty, looking for that highlight pin. What more can I say? I'm just sticking and moving under my seat. Is my tooling. I keep it for any nigga wanna be tripping or fooling. I'm just bumping my music as I spin in the bin. I'm bumping.
If you're not in your car right now bumping this shit, you crazy, dude. This is some fun. Bump my music, dude. That's cool, man.
That's tight.
I hope that sounds good to the Lux Hills gang when you're out here listening to that. Soulja Boy.
He came back with a new song today or yesterday.
He did the Superman, huh? Baby, you know that I miss you. Oh boy. Now we're talking about kiss you through your phone. That's what it's called.
A little rapey, dude.
Kiss me through the phone. I'll pull out my phone. And you can jump on my phone. I'm on the phone. Showing you my bone.
I'm in a hotel room, you and me alone.
This is before FaceTime.
FaceTime has changed things.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
I mean, this song happens all the time on this show, though, dude. We've ended it. We've started it.
It's the motherfucking D-O-W-D. Snoop Dogg. You chillin' tonight with the L-H-G.
Yeah.
Too many times.
Oh, change it.
They see me rolling, dude. Ugh. On my. Oh, this is a golf cart song. Because it's not that good.
They see me rolling.
It happens naked. To me.
Two pigs and a blanket.
They see me rolling. They hating. Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty.
We know that JD is trying to catch JD riding dirty out on these streets. You know what? It's time for a DJ story.
Everybody out on these mean streets and these luxury hills. I know you've seen my boy JD when he was rolling dirty with his Ford Explorer and he was mobbing on these streets, chasing down them dirty ass criminals. But my guy was out doing no good. I heard he was in his hood. He had a gun and a megaphone, making big noise and big boys, screaming at people at the park is what the rumor was. I found out that was bullshit. My guy had the police called on him. Can you believe that? That is crazy business. You wouldn't even think that's real, but that's really real. And that all went down right before we started this program. Not tonight, but in the past. And that's what that shit is. It's the past. So guess what? If you out there still hating, you can kiss my big white ass from me and JD at the LHG.
They see me rolling. Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty.
Patrolling all these streets all night. You never know when a crazy bitch want to steal a sign off a porch. You never know when your wreath can be at risk out here on these streets. You never know when you put a nice garden gnome out front, and then next thing you know, that garden gnome is no longer Well, guess what? The LHD grows every day. We grow stronger, and we're looking for you. If you're out on these streets, we ain't trying to do nothing wrong. We're just trying to tell you to move the fuck on. Stay away from these houses and quit buzzing in my canyon hills, I'm telling you right now. And if you're thinking about stealing other people's shit, you need to get a job, get a life. It's not the time for that. People are struggling in these streets. Stay local on a scooter. Get yourself a battery-powered golf cart. Use that electricity because it's different than gas. Ask a Democrat. Speaking of electricity, take a look at that new SVT Ford Lightning truck coming out.
I saw one today.
Boy, that's a badass ride.
See the price?
Price is ridiculous.
$130,000.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah, Ryan sent me a picture of one at the Ford dealership. $81,000 MSRP.
Fuck off.
$50,000 markup.
Fuck you, Ford. If that's really real, dude. You know what? It's not Ford. It's the dealers.
It's horrible.
Fucking dealers are crooks, dude. If you're out there putting that kind of MSRP markup on, it's just wrong. That's crazy.
It's nuts.
130. What is it?
$131,549.
That's for an SVT Lightning. So that's the new electric.
$81,000 base.
Jesus. With a $50,000 dealer markup.
See? F-150 Lightning.
It says dealer market value?
No. Oh, so, yeah. So they add $50,000 to it. So
not for options.
No.
It's a straight dealer fee.
Dealer markup.
Fuck that.
Trim no is thanks, a lariat.
Dude. They should ban that shit.
It's not even a platinum.
You should ban that shit, dude. I'm not a fan of that at all, dude.
Yeah, no.
It's a big turnoff. And you know who doesn't charge a markup? BMW.
Can I... I want to send you something.
Okay.
That I heard really funny.
Okay.
And I kind of want you to play it. I don't know. So it talks about jizzing and leaving, but then it goes off to different ways of how they do it and leave. It's the most fucking funniest thing, dude. And Amy and I were dying yesterday. So I want to send it to you because I want to end on the laughter. Come on.
We always end on laughter, Jonathan. That's what we do, man.
Love and laughter.
This was another one, dude.
Ain't nobody won't pass me. Hold on. It's my phone. Ain't nobody don't pass me. I'm just so fresh and so clean. Don't you think I'm so sexy? I'm just so fresh and so clean.
There ain't nobody fresher and nobody cleaner than your boys down here at the LHG. I'm talking about my guy Steve and my guy JD. Let me tell you, when you see them out on them streets, roll up to them, ask them if you can smell their hair. It usually smells good because these boys look good. They wear cologne. They got Axe body spray. They're ready. They're ready for a hug. You never know when you're going to catch someone out on the street and you need to give them a big ass squeeze. Right, JD? Squeeze. And you're going to smell good. It's going to be nice. I don't really know because me and JD don't hug a lot. We don't need to.
No.
We're not on a huggy relationship right now, but I'm gonna tell you, you know what, when I leave you, be my only hug.
I said it too.
I'll hug you when I leave you.
You hug me and leave me
when I leave you.
Earlier, you probably heard Steve talk about a new contest that's going down in the DMs. And if you down with the DMs, you go ahead and send.
Full send, bro. No, don't. Well, take it. Whatever. Yeah. Do you. If you're feeling it, hit me with a secret account. I'm cool. I'm not cool. That's so shady.
Did you get my text?
I did. Here we go.
Oh, shit.
Breaking news. Jonathan sent me a text. Let's get after it.
This is my humor.
And that's when I decided it was time to come and go. You mean ejaculate and evacuate? No, like cream pie and goodbye. Hit it and quit it. Smash and dash. Ram and scram. Pump and dump. Breed the seed and need for speed. Shoot the jizz and out you is. Unload your genetic information, then leave the nation. Release your load and hit the road. Oof and poof. Intercourse and divorce. Release the dump, then Forrest Gump. Rock her box, then change the locks. Cure the erection, then end the connection.
Shoot your gun and leave your son.
Wrinkle the sheets, then hit the streets.
Hit it from the back and never look back.
Hit her raw and yeehaw!
Release the white cream and chase your dream.
Plant the fetus, then make yourself deletus.
Wham bam, thank you, man.
Release the goo, no table for two.
Plow and ka-chow.
Paint her face, then close the case.
Drop the cream and dip the scene.
Release the kraken, then send her packing.
Make a deposit, then hit the closet.
Hit it like a horse, then leave no remorse.
Okay.
That's my humor.
I get it now. I mean, I've always gotten it.
I thought it was very funny.
That is funny, and the funniest part is
jizzing out you is.
What did he say? Hit it from the back and never look back or something? So funny, dude.
Hit, or give her the genetic information and leave the nation.
Unbelievable, dude.
Oh, those puppets are funny. Talking about what's the reason? I'm a pimpin' every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe them. And the cut and leave them. Till I need a nut, till I need to be the gust. This was a jam, dude. Drinking is really very bad.
Very bad.
Yo, I got a fake ID, though.
Doom.
Everybody.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Did you like this song?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No, not a fan. Welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, Lux Hills Gang. Doing what we do best. Having a fun little spin-off show, talking about a lot of different memories we had that we got to share with you guys. I hope that you enjoyed it.
Ooh, call and leave a message with your memory.
Yes, let us get it, dude. That's going to be it, JD. Thank you. That's what happens on this show. We think about shit after saying shit, and JD just came up with a great idea. Call the Lux Hills Gang hotline. You know the number. I don't. I don't remember it, because that's how long it's been since I've played into it. I know it's 951-399.
Shit.
Call us with your memory of the Lux Hills Gang. Keep it short. You don't have to. Or go on long. Who cares? We'll pause it if it's long. Tell us what the Lux Hills Gang means to you. A funny memory or thing that you heard on the show that you liked. Jonathan and I are actually been discussing going through some of the old shows and doing a best of. So maybe some of these could be the best of ideas.
Yeah. Call us at 951-399-2879. I'll post it.
2879. 951-399-2879. Call the Lux Hills Gang line and give us a memory, dude. It'll be fun to reminisce with the fans, the hardcore, the day ones, and the new joins. You just found the Lux Hills Gang. You thought, damn, this is funny as shit. I'm glad I live here. We're thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I apologize for all the cuss words that Jonathan used tonight.
I don't fucking care.
It's going to be what it's going to be. It's actually me. I was doing it. I was dropping some F-bombs. I hate when I do that. I apologize. I talk like that sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
I wish I knew what year this was. Oh. Meet me in the club. It's going down.
You ready for it to go down in the club, dude? That was how this era was. We heard it. Yo, stop the tape. Hold on. Let's find a banger to walk out of here on.
Okay. Nope. Yeah.
Beanie Sigal and Jay-Z.
Oh, that's a boing. Oh, that's not the song. I thought it was a Nelly song.
Different.
Whoa.
Master P, dude. No Limit Soldiers. No Limit Soldiers. Oh, boy, that was horrible. That whole era of rap. Luda. Come on, dude. Hit me with a banger somewhere, dude.
Oh. And say yeah, and say yeah. What was the song before? Ying Yang Twins? What is it?
Shake it like a soul, shake it, shake it like. Is this the one? Yeah. Did we walk out on this? All right. All right, Jonathan, you've chosen the song that we go out on here at the Lux Hills Gang. Billy Ocean. Legs wide open. Talk about WAP. This is the OG WAP.
Billy Ocean roll like an 18-wheeler. That hoe fine, but this hoe killer. She's soaking wet.
The best part is, I watch Lil Jon on Discovery Plus with his new program. It's so fucking cool, dude. He goes and remodels people's houses. He's got a look. He has a design style. The man has seen a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool show. It's funny that that's what he's doing now, because, you know, Vanilla Ice also does that.
Right.
Lil Jon still tours, dude. He's a DJ.
Okay, that's tight.
Yeah, he still goes around and he's touring the country. And that's what's funny is he's part of the show, but he only shows up at certain moments. He always on tour, dude. Jonathan, speaking about always be on tour, we're always on tour on these streets. You see us on these scooters, roll up. Don't be afraid to say hello. If you need help catching your dog, contact the LHG Dog Rescue Program. That's going to be
keep
over
your
here.
Dog inside.
JD Davey. You can reach him at facebook.net. Go out and meta tag his ass and let him know your dog's missing. He will come and run him down on his scooter.
You can find me on facebook.net.
Facebook.net. You know where it is. Or facebook.org. He's actually at lhg.xxx.analonlyfans.com. That's not a real website. Maybe it might be now. LH Janal.
This was a shit.
Watch
dude.
Out for our next item coming soon to the merch store. We're going to do H butt plugs. We talked about it on the last show, and we're going to make it happen because we need that LHG to happen. Get an L, get an L on one
I
cheek.
I just remembered that.
Put your plug in. Get your G on the other cheek. Now you can do handstands. Go out and show all your mom and friends and fans. You know what I'm saying? Right. You have a 7 H and an upside down G, and then you do a handstand, and that's when it's LHG. When you're showing all your business and you shake it like a salt shaker. Don't do any of these ideas. We've been drinking this whole night. We think of this crazy shit towards the end. I hope if you're a real OG fan, you listen to the very end. You listen to the beat drop, dude, because that's what we're here for.
Well, this song's fucking over, so we need a new song now.
Okay. We heard it. There we go.
Oh, best day ever. Oh, I told you. Thinking my song. It's the first drink.
This is not to get confused. This one's for you. Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big.
Take this is a song about us.
It got better.
Yeah, but this song's about us. Steve holds me down.
I'm gonna hold you down, JD. From here until infinity. Speaking of infinity, I'm going to catch you out at this infinity pool. We're going to be doing some whale watching. It's going down soon. We're going to do that calendar shoot. I know we talked about it. We're going to make it happen. I promise you, boy.
We're going to do an LHG cruise.
We're going to do something. We're going to do LHG something.
There's so many things that we're going to do.
LHG anything. LHG universe. LHG life, dude.
So, okay, so this week we'll plan the date for prom. Then we got to do the basketball tournament.
Yes.
Then the Summer Olympics in there somehow.
And we got guests on guests on guests. People are going to come back in the studio. Yes. We wanted to give you a few shows. Just me and JD vibing out here, doing what we do best, reminiscing about the good days. The good days are they're ahead of us, bro.
Oh, Sunday show's going to be good.
Yeah, we got a big special guest coming in. We're not going to talk about it. You'll just hear it. If you're a big-ass fan, you're going to know about Monday. That's when we drop that show for y'all.
Hell yeah.
Make that Monday commute a little better. That's what we try and do. Make this, what are we going to drop that? Late Wednesday, early Thursday. Give you something little. Listen to it twice. Fuck it. Go back and listen to the old shit. Maybe you'll hear something popping.
If Drake did get better.
He did get better. But he was always sort of hip-hoppy, like R&B bullshit. And I liked it better when
this
he became
like
a rapper.
This is like straight out Degrassi.
I like the rapper. Drake, the rapper. You know? This
JD gonna hit it when he come up on the back and then he get it. Seeing all them butt cheeks and then he gonna split it. Talking about
LHG's the best. LHG's the best. LHG's the best. LHG's the best.
LHG the best in the hood, and we do it good, and we in the freezer section all up in the hood.
What?
What are you talking about? Here we go.
Hot.
It's hot in here, dude. It's definitely hot. We're not ready for it.
Me and my boyfriend.
It's the 03, dude. That's old 03. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. LHG. Rolling on the streets with the scooters on. Here we go again. with a horrible song.
It's a long show.
Yeah, it is. We're going to end it right now.
Okay. He passed the one to end it on, I think.
You think that's the one?
Yeah, dude. Grown-ups. You don't like
in between. I mean, yeah. And babies.
Right about and now. Fresh.
It's your boy. You heard back again. DJ Manny.
Fresh, 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 fresh.
Fresh,
fresh, fresh.
Amazon Fresh, now open in Murrieta. You can go out there.
Go, DJ.
That Amazon Marketplace is set up. You can go in there right across from Sam's Club.
Yeah.
You walk in, just grab shit, and walk out if you have the app loaded.
I go to that parking lot just to go to Brass and Bass.
Brass and Bass?
Brass and Bass?
What's that?
That's a gun store.
Oh, in that parking lot?
Yeah.
Over across from Sam's Club?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. For, you go for ammo?
Guns and ammo.
Nice.
You never been there?
No.
Go.
I'll check it out.
It's a cool spot.
I'm a Turner's guy, dude.
Oh, this, I like this place, baby.
Yeah.
Better prices.
This isn't the one. Nope. Oh, there you go. JD and I were in this garage, man. We didn't know what it was going to turn into. We had some dreams.
For real.
And then we made it in the house. And now we're here. Still talking shit. 1 year later. They said it wouldn't last. They post dumb memes. They're talking to each other. It's the funniest, dumbest shit ever.
When did you become an Uber driver?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Apparently
you're a secretary and Uber driver.
Dude, I did Uber twice.
I know the stories.
So many years ago.
Right.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe that's how they're behind on shows. Because I think I talked about it.
Right.
Like, you're way behind.
Yeah, you can catch up.
Catch up to the current shit.
Yeah.
Thank you to the LHG. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. Jonathan, thank you for having me in your home once again.
Thank
I appreciate the hell out of you. I just want you to tell the people how we leave this show. Every time we leave the show, we do it one way and one way only, and you're going to do it right now.
Ciao for now. Coming back from a fatal accident to beat making and rapping, but we the future. Whitney Houston told me that it's gonna take more than a bullet in the heart to hold me back. Rushing in this 40 ounce, let the heat from my pen bleed. Cause more than a king had a